Yeah, like to, let's be honest, to see somebody score 1,000 points, we got, obviously saw Bergeron do it in front of us, but it was cool to see. But to have somebody on your own team be able to do it, somebody that I've been behind the bench with for 10 years, get 1,000 and then score, like see him get his 500th, it just makes you proud because there's so many people that are around. And you know, the thing that made me probably the most proud was what he said to the team after the game and how he thanked everybody. And he's just watched that kid grow into a man, a phenomenal leader. And to be honest, he's a generational goal scorer. That's what he is. And those guys don't come around that often, and enjoy him while you can. And I've been extremely fortunate to enjoy him put that puck in the net, you know, hundreds of times, and it's good for him. He well deserved.
Could you sense how much these guys wanted this for him, though? I mean, celebration afterwards.
If you watched any of our last couple games, I don't think anybody was shooting a puck at a net if Stamkos was on the ice. So, as a coach, I'm glad it's over with, so we can, you know, because the guys were looking for him, and you know, just like Cooch did in the empty netter again tonight, but. It can be stressful, you know, when you're getting to close to those milestones. You know, Stammer was positive and talking all the team stuff, but I know it wears on you, and you're so the anticipation of that big moment. And actually, you want to do that at home, but the fact that he got to do it in his home country, and you know, everybody here was extremely appreciative of the goal, and so just a great moment.
Sort of from there, the way your team sort of built off that and kept going?
Yeah, the game's kind of the afterthought here. We got 2 points out of it, but as a coaching staff, am I happy we won? Yes, not really happy the way we won. I think, you know, we got that 4-goal lead, and then we just sat back for 2 periods, and it was, you know, you get Stammer's the highlight of the night, but you got to tip your cap to Brian Elliott because he kept this thing the way it was down the stretch, and so we'll need better out of us tonight, or than we did tonight for tomorrow, because you know, we can't just sit on these leads like we did. But it worked out for us tonight, and let's move on.
When you see the reception that that Stamkos got from the crowd, both when he scored and the number of hats on the ice,
yeah,
how much does that say about how beloved he is just as a hockey icon now, and also sort of about the reputation that your team has?
Well, there's a couple things to that. And so when you have generational players like Stammer, it's one thing. But I always say, you know, when I got here 10 years ago, there was maybe a couple Tampa jerseys in this crowd. And, you know, I think with the success we've had over, you know, the last decade it's been, our fan base has really grown. And you saw by the number of Tampa jerseys that were in the crowd, and so Stammer's been a big part of that, of our growth, and you know, our franchise being, you know, I think one of the power franchises in the league in the last little while, and Stammer's been the leader of that, and so it's richly deserved. But what I love about Vancouver, the fans are educated, and they appreciate the history of the game, and they appreciate watching good players, and you can see that by the respect they showed, and so I'm really proud of Vancouver fans.
Thanks, Sean.